Today on VFN TV, Dr. Joseph Castleberry is going to share with us how immigrants could be the catalyst for America's revival. We're going to be talking about so much more, including nonstop prayer movement in China. Join us now.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. But we're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America is in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Molech, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
To think about these
seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They weren't even, they were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. Joining me in a few is Steve Kolesheski, and we're so excited about today's program. We're going to be talking about what Dr. Castleberry, Joseph Castleberry, president of Northwest University, he has an exciting report that's basically saying that immigrants coming to the United States are powerfully adding to the increase of Christianity in America. This is so exciting because he sees this as a catalyst for a revival. And I'll tell you, we are in great need of revival. And so many people today, so many believers are praying and believing for a powerful move of God. And maybe, just maybe, God's allowing all of these immigrants that are coming every year to the United States to be citizens, that we can reach them for Christ. I mean, they're coming excited, hungry for America. They're hungry for God, and I mean, it's amazing what is taking place. He's going to share with us this report, and we want to see what is actually happening, and so that we can continue to pray and be a part of this awesome move of God. Watch this.
What is the spiritual effect of immigration in the United States? It is a question that Joseph Castleberry, president of Northwest University, tackles in his latest book, The New Pilgrims. Dr. Castleberry joins us now with some answers. Dr. Castleberry, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Heather. It's a pleasure to be on CBN.
You write that a rising xenophobia has blinded many Christians to the spiritual effect of immigration on the U.S. That is kind of a mistrust of strangers. Why do you think that is?
Well, one of the reasons is that we are at a high concentration of immigrants in the country. It's not the highest ever, but it is heavier than we're used to. And that always, throughout American history, has caused a backlash from the native population, and it's certainly doing it now. Another thing, I mean, on a purely spiritual plane, I think there is an enemy. America has an enemy, and immigrants are bringing a tremendous revival of Christianity to the country in their churches, and I don't think the enemy likes it.
Right. We have, of course, had major waves of immigration in recent years from Latin America, as well as from Africa and Asia. What do we know about the faith of these immigrants?
Well, we know that it's pretty high octane. They tend to come with a very strong religious faith. They have tremendous testimonies, many of them, about how God brought them here and how God was with them all along the way. When they get here, they are planting churches, and they're reaching out to immigrants who aren't Christians and who have fallen into what sociologists call anomy, which is a sense of lawlessness and lostness. And most immigrant churches are overwhelmingly new converts. 50 to 80% of the churches that I talked to were, in the churches I talked to, 50 to 80% of the members were brand new converts. And that's what we're seeing in immigrant churches all over the country. And it goes all the way back into American history the same way. Immigrant churches have always had an important role in bringing order to sometimes a chaotic immigrant experience.
Mm. So how would you define the spiritual influence of these immigrants as they are coming to our country? I know it's not just one thing, but what do you think are some of the ways that they are influencing the U.S. Spiritually?
Well, they're certainly, as I said before, having a great evangelistic impact on immigrants themselves, but they're also filling the pews of lots of established churches in the country that have been declining in number, and they're certainly glad to see those immigrants come. And I document in the book about how that's happening across all of Christianity, certainly in the Roman Catholic Church, in all of the Protestant denominations, and especially among evangelical and Pentecostal congregations. 30%, according to Time Magazine, 30% of Latino immigrants who come to the United States are converting to Pentecostalism once they get here. That's having a huge impact on Pentecostal churches. And it's also having an intergenerational effect. If you look at the leadership of America's established churches, English-speaking churches, more and more you're seeing that the leaders are the children and grandchildren of immigrants. And that's been true all the way back through American history. So immigrants are an important spiritual part of America's identity. It goes back to our national motto, E Pluribus Unum, that we're one nation made up of many peoples. And, you know, being American isn't having a certain ethnic identity. It's about sharing American values. Mm. And people from all over the world come here, they adopt our values, they assimilate into our culture, and they have a great spiritual impact on us. And especially right now when Christianity is slipping in America, we've lost 8% of the national population to unbelief in the last 7 years. This is a crucial time for immigrants to bring a renewed emphasis on the power of God to our country.
Really fascinating. I'm curious about one point you make in the book. You talk about how some evangelicals seem to resent immigrants who form churches based on their ethnicity, based on their language, but you argue that we indeed need ethnic churches. Why is that?
Oh, absolutely. Especially if they're worried about those immigrants who may be falling on the wrong side of the law. They are a very small percentage of immigrants, but they do make a disproportionate impact in the media because, as you know, if it bleeds, it leads. And the media always gives a distorted picture of immigrants. But there is an element of the immigrant population that gets in trouble. And churches that are worshiping in their language and reaching out to them in their own languages can have a tremendous impact on restoring a sense of order in their life and bringing them to God, bringing them to Christ. So that's probably the most important part.
From your standpoint, what are some of the best ways that Christians here, already established in the U.S., can reach out to new immigrants?
Well, there are lots of ways. One is to welcome those immigrants who come to your church without asking what their legal status are. They come to church looking for God, and we absolutely have to give them an experience of God in our churches and a warm hand of welcome. We're not employed as the Border Patrol of the United States. We're employed as ministers of the gospel and as Christians who have a responsibility to reach out to every human being who comes to us with the love of Jesus. So we want to accept them in our churches. We want to encourage them in founding ethnic churches because those are important transitional places where they can get a sense of balance and stability in American society and do so in the full-throated worship of God. And then another, perhaps the most important way that American Christians can help immigrants is to advocate for comprehensive immigration reform. Our immigration system is terribly broken in the United States, and it puts the rule of law in peril. And not only is the rule of law totally important for America's future, but it's also the very thing that brought immigrants here. And it would be unfair to let the rule of law fall apart in the United States when they come here partly to come under the protection of law. So it's important that we straighten out our legal system and make it a fair system that works for America and that provides justice for immigrants as well.
All right. Well, Dr. Castleberry, it's exciting to think about the spiritual impact that these immigrants are having, how God is working. Thank you for your time.
Oh, it's a real pleasure, and thank you so much.
This is so exciting. Think about it. Immigrants coming to the United States, and they're looking for Jesus. They want to know the truth. This is so, so exciting. I cannot wait to continue to look at more of this book. In fact, we have the cover of the book for you. I want to encourage you. It's called The New Pilgrims. Get it today. Get educated. There's a lot of narratives that are going on right now, especially about immigration. And as the church, we need to be involved in this topic, in this issue, because we're interested in reaching people. I mean, there's ways that we can do this. And if they're coming here, we can give them the gospel and the truth. This is absolutely encouraging and amazing. And it just reminds me of even just how our country was founded. I mean, people came to America looking for a place where they can worship God. In fact, in New Jersey, while I was there, the city of Newark, believe it or not, Newark, the pilgrims couldn't decide what to name the city. They were going to name it either Newark, because it was a new, you know, work, a new ministry, a new thing they were doing, or Newark. And they settled on Newark, and there you have Newark, New Jersey. Listen, there's so many places that people are coming from. Then they're coming for many reasons, but if they're coming for Jesus, we need to have Jesus to offer them. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to unpack this and also talk about this nonstop prayer movement that's happening in China, no less. Join us when we get back from this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
And it's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as just as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As, mm-hmm. as you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards to
very
what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner. Today, it is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Mm. Trust in God. Think
Trust
about this.
God.
That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the And this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has
mm-hmm.
because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now. Or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your
That's
gift,
right.
a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now, he's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And mm-hmm. we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is so exciting. I want to encourage you to get the book. You're probably seeing an image right now. It's called The New Pilgrims. Mm. And this gives us a fresh biblical perspective, a kingdom perspective. I mean, obviously, we have a lot of, you know, immigrants that are coming to the United States right now, you know, there's a lot of talk. I mean, we know that the borders are porous. Some are coming illegally. Many have come legally. And we want to make sure that that process remains. I mean, we do want mm-hmm. people to come to our country following the law.
Yeah.
However, you know, they're coming. They're coming, and we have the opportunity. Maybe because we haven't maybe gone into the mission
right.
field. God in his mercy is allowing them to come here.
Brought the mission field to us.
Yeah, and we have a great opportunity to be able to minister to them and allow them to flourish and grow.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's powerful. One of the things that he said during that was that, you know, America is not America because of the people. America is America because of the values.
Right.
And what is so powerful to think about is, you know, oftentimes we can get this one-track mindset of just basically just thinking, you know, within the blinders. And it's like, God said, no, God said, go to all the nations.
Yes.
And even as he was saying that, I was reminded of when you look in Revelation, it even talks about the people around the throne room. And it says in here in Revelation 7, it says in verse 9, it says, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in the front of the Lamb.
Wow.
That is the world. And it's like to imagine the fact that they're coming hungry, like you're saying, for Jesus. We have Jesus for them.
Yeah.
The possibilities.
Yeah, a lot of times we get scared of things that maybe we don't know or are not familiar mm-hmm. with. Let me tell you something. I mean, there's nothing greater than experiencing change and diversity. You know, I had a chance to live in New York and just working with so many people from mm-hmm. so many different places with so much culture. And I mean, it was wonderful. It was great. And you get to learn yeah. so much because everyone's not like you. Imagine that, right?
Yes.
But, you know, we can all learn from each other. And guess what? They all have relationships, you know, wherever they're from. So mm-hmm. by reaching someone in the United States that's different than you are, for Christ, that has exponential possibilities because they can reach their family in whatever country they're originally mm-hmm. from. So it is an absolute wonderful thing that is happening. And I want to encourage you, begin to start having a different paradigm if you don't have one already, to say, you know, I want to be able to do my part in reaching mm-hmm. Someone that's come to the United States, you know, for Christ. I had a wonderful conversation with a young lady that came from Russia, and just to be able to ask her questions about Russia and ask her about what's happening in the churches in Russia, and it's just beautiful. I mean, it was really a great interaction mm-hmm. and why she came here. In fact, she told me she was looking to be a part mm-hmm. of a fellowship, so it was really, really powerful.
You know, even as you're saying that, I'm reminded of one of the encounters you had while you were in New Jersey, in a line buying some burgers, and you were able yes. to minister to a lady, and I can't remember the specific country which she was from.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, Teresa and I were in Central Park, and we decided to get burgers, Shake Shack. Oh my goodness, great place. But we're going to get some burgers, and we're standing in a line that's wrapped outside the building, Steve. And we're just, you know, looking to strike up conversation, and we ran into a young lady from South Korea. Her name is Amy Kim, and maybe we may have a picture of her related for you on the torch somewhere, but it was an amazing encounter because she was visiting friends, family in New Jersey, and she was her first time in the United States, and we just struck up a conversation, and we felt led, you know, of the Lord to buy her lunch. She was amazed that Americans would buy her lunch, buy her mm-hmm. burger. She was, you know, blown away because she had a mindset of Americans.
Right.
And before you know it, we had the opportunity to start talking about Jesus, right? Come to find out, this young woman who was visiting family, right. Her aunt was a devout Christian and was just witnessing to her.
Right.
We had the pleasure of leading her to the Lord, and wow. we've actually, that was on a Saturday, and we invited her to our fellowship the next day, and she came, and it was wonderful. Got her some discipleship material and sent her back off to South mm-hmm. Korea. But how amazing was that, just to be able to encounter people
right.
that are
right
not like you.
Yeah.
And I like you. I thought about another opportunity where I was walking through a mall in Jersey City, and happened to come across a merchant, and actually she was wanting me to buy this wallet. She was from India, and so every time she'd ask, go ahead, buy the wallet. So finally I said, okay, I'm going to buy the wallet, and I picked it up, and we got to talking about the Lord, and I forgot to pay for the wallet. So I walked like 10 minutes, you know, past through the mall, and I realized, oh my goodness, I have this wallet. I didn't pay for this. So I go back, and she was, you know, grateful, and we just struck up this conversation, and lo and behold, she began to start telling me about her son. And I had the opportunity to meet with him and share Christ with him and invited him to come to our gathering. And mm-hmm. we had an opportunity. We'll bring our different, you know, foods, and we eat together. And he brought some Indian cuisine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you eat other people's foods, you get
you
a chance.
With them.
You connect with them. And it was just, again, an amazing encounter, something that I've never eaten Indian food, and I didn't even have any kind of friends that were from India, but I had the opportunity to meet some, and it was just so yeah. cool. And I got to talk about the things that were important to me, which, you know, is the Lord. And yeah. in that interaction, he was very open and receptive to prayer. And God was just opening a door there. So it's pretty amazing what happens.
I love that. When you think about it, you know, when you talk about the encounter with the young lady who's from, you said South Korea.
Yes, Amy.
And you look at that, she was in America for only a short period of time, a small window. And as you say that, it makes me think of in the book of Acts when Philip was witnessing to Cornelius, to the Ethiopian man. He was ministering to him, shares in the gospel, and it says that he went on his way. And you think about it, a man representing an entire nation.
Yeah.
In that short period of time, imagine if we were to just say, God, help me to see the people around me with your eyes. And it's just like, if we're carrying the kingdom in us, we're kingdom containers.
Yeah.
We're walking, and it's imagine, you don't even know, God, who have you placed right next to me? When you're in that abiding time, in your morning time, or whatever you're spending time with the Lord, ask him, help me to see who you've placed right next to me. Because you never know. You might be sharing the gospel with somebody that in the next week might go and just share the gospel to their entire nation. You don't know who's right next to
you. That's right. This is so encouraging. Listen, join us when we get back from this break, because we're going to be talking about nonstop prayer movement in China. Join us in a few.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know, in regards to
what's
available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner. Today, it is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the And this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner,
that is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
What's one of the most important aspects of a good spouse? Well, on today's Focus on the Family Minute, Gary Thomas offers this suggestion.
Singles have no clue what they face up ahead. They don't know the trials or the challenges. But here's what God says. I'm going to let you choose who you face those challenges with. I'm going to let you choose who you walk through those trials with. And what will matter most is faith and character, being filled with the Spirit, having the wisdom of Scripture, invested in your family. In the end, that's what creates the most rewarding life. Jesus knew what he was talking about with Matthew 6:33. If we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these other things that we desire, those will be taken care of if we keep our priorities first. The why really does matter to answer the who.
Hear more from Gary Thomas today on our daily 30-minute radio program on this station or at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody. There's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Wow, this is exciting.
Very encouraging.
Amy Kim, all the way from South Korea, and Steve and I were talking during the break that she originally actually ended up in California to New Jersey, and then we happened to cross paths, of all places, in New York City. And, you know, God's positioning system, right? GPS, God knows how to position you at the right place at the right time to speak to the right person. Just got to have ears to hear and a heart to obey when God tells us, hey, talk to that person right next to you and tell them about me. And it was just so cool. Who knew that a chance encounter would produce something like that? It was actually our anniversary, you know, and it's just so cool. I mean, that made, you know, our whole day that we're able to just connect with her and share Christ with her. It was like, man, it's beautiful. It's what God brought us together for. So a beautiful thing. But we want to talk about what's happening in China. Because, you know, China's a communist country, if you did not know that. And the church in China is 130 million strong by some reports. That's 130 million believers that are mainly underground. And they reports are that they gather in homes. And they're prayer warriors, Steve. Mm-hmm. They are absolute prayer warriors. Mm-hmm. And the church in China is a perfect example that no matter which way governments go, it's not about the governments. It's about the kingdom of God. And nothing can stop a broken, repentant church that's in love with Jesus Christ and are committed to following his word, his will, and his ways. I mean, it's just a beautiful example. I want you to see what is happening in China. Watch this.
Their cries ascend to heaven 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Where are they? Thousands of Christians meeting in a corner of northeast China for an unprecedented prayer movement. What started as a small gathering 6 years ago has become a nationwide prayer initiative, bringing together hundreds of Chinese churches. Television cameras have never been allowed to film the prayer services, but our George Thomas got exclusive access and brings us this story from the heart of China.
For years, the Chinese government tried to snuff out Christianity. In the late 1940s, some 500,000 Chinese Christians were killed because of their faith. Now, decades later, in what is officially still an atheist nation, Christianity is now the fastest growing religion.
We had a dream that someday we would build a church focused on prayer for China and the world.
Ha Bining and her husband Fang Kai are witnesses to this profound move of God across China. In 2000, the Christian couple had a dream to turn this piece of land in a corner of northeast China into a place of prayer.
My tears fell like the rain and I started praying. God gave us a vision to help bring churches across China together for nonstop prayer.
9 years later, with construction on the property almost complete, the couple sent out email and text messages to friends and pastors, inviting them for a prayer meeting.
We didn't know who would show up or how many. I was praying that at least people from seven churches would show up. To my absolute amazement, 70 churches joined us that day.
This is home video of that first prayer meeting.
We were overwhelmed at the response. It was totally beyond our expectations.
The prayer center started June 2009. Since then, 617 churches from across China have signed up to pray 24 hours a day.
We have three main objectives. First, that this will be a place where people can make peace with each other. Second, that God will use this place for churches to repent and compromise with each other. And third, that this will be a place where people can make peace with God.
Christians from more than 100 countries have also visited the prayer center.
Every day we receive guests from around the world. It's so exciting to see people pray.
These intercessors know God is doing something special in China. When the communists took power in the 1940s, there were roughly 4 million Christians in China. Today, well over 100 million are followers of Jesus Christ. And if current growth rates remain, experts say in less than two decades, China will become the world's most populous Christian nation. In return, Fang Kai says God will use China to be a blessing to the nations.
I believe our life as Christians should be a blessing to others. God said to Abraham, I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. God blessed Abraham. He is blessing the Chinese church.
Kai and others believe prayer initiatives like this have been key to church growth in China.
24-hour nonstop praying is not an easy task to accomplish, but it is a happy thing for us to do, to enjoy 24 hours of God's presence in prayer.
Through prayers, our heart is broadened. We learn to care for others and for the world. As time goes by, prayers inspire us to love each other.
In 2011, a new seminary and Christian business school were established on the grounds of the prayer center, training the next generation of pastors and business leaders to change China for Jesus Christ. For Ha Bining and her husband Fang Kai, this place is a God-given dream come true, to unite churches in China and help bring news of Christ's love to the ends of the earth.
This is the core of Christianity. We are all on our knees, lifting our hands and praying that the gospel will continue to spread around the world and also here in China.
George Thomas, CBN News, China.
God's got his heart for China, and they have a devotion that puts us to shame. It is just wonderful. It's the most thrilling thing in the world to speak to a group. I preached to a church, one of the...
That's just so amazing. Mm. I love to see that. I mean, a prayer movement in China that's going 24-7, Steve, and that it's people are coming to reconcile with God, to stand in the gap. I mean,
over 100 countries have gathered of Christians to fast, to pray. That's exciting.
It's exciting because God's raising prayer movements all over the world. I mean, I think about International House of Prayer, IHOP, Kansas City. I think about now China, different places, and even us here locally. We, you know, we have been blessed to have a prayer and fasting community. We do, I think, what, five years now. One day, for 24 hours, we pray, and we have a unique way of doing that. But it's so awesome how that just happens. I mean, you know, when we begin to start talking to hello, God, on behalf of others, it's really beautiful that listen, God's ears are not dull. He wants to hear. He wants to be in communication with us. And to see what's happening there and how this movement is continuing to grow, it's very, very humbling, you know, because one of the things that we can happen to us by living here in the West is that we have a perspective in the world that China's about government, and we look at what's happening there in the country, and our eyes, we begin to think in political terms instead of the kingdom of God.
That's right.
And it's important that we not lose track that it's about God's kingdom, that although there are a lot of Christians there, you know, we want to put our mindset in that direction.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, asking that question, it's just like, you know, God, what are you doing? What are you doing in this moment? What are you doing in this situation? Because just like what you're saying in regards to, you know, not having that track mind of what's going on in the government, because we've even talked about before of just how the kingdom of God is expanding powerfully in Cuba. And it's just like, even during that time, it was during that there was just, you know, that oppressive government, but it's just like the church thrived.
Yeah. For so long, we've been trying to avoid persecution, and history proves that with persecution comes a lot of growth. You just mentioned Cuba. On $30 a month, they say the average person lives on, the local pastors say that people don't have the resources for entertainment and for electronics and distractions, that they have time to pray. They have time to be a part of, for to participate in evangelism. And I think that's just great. Listen, we are living in some of the greatest days on the face of this earth. Don't miss it. Get involved and play, you know, your part, you know, play your role. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to talk about China's mission movement. The great thing about the church in China is that they're not just trying to keep it in China. They want to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all around the world. And check this out. They want to take it to the 1040 window. They want to take it to the place where historically, I mean, there are not any Christians, and so they want to go to the lost. Join us in a few as we talk about China's mission movement. You're going to be inspired and encouraged.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN TV partners who stand with us. And it's amazing how we're standing together to be able to do this. And we have so many things as just as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As, as you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know, in regards to what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you, for those that partner. Today, it is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the And this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go till you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner,
that is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce him to the Prince of Peace. So please get this, be a part, and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house, you grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now, he's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write and join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Wow, this is great. We're going to be talking about China's mission movement. The great thing about, like I said earlier, what's happening in China is that they're just not trying to keep it to themselves, but they're trying to bring the gospel all over the world, in particular to the 1040 window. Now, Brother Yun, there was a book written about him called The Heavenly Man. My wife read it. I think you read it too.
Oh, yes.
Incredible book about his journeys. I believe that he spent... My wife is telling me that half of their marriage, him and his
more
wife,
than half.
He spent in prison away from each other.
Yeah.
And it was just so many miracles that God did. I mean, it's just really amazing.
You ever get the book? Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's known as one of the house church leaders that just helped really just do an amazing work there. But now he's not in China. He has a ministry called Back to Jerusalem. And many think they make the mistake that they think about the Back to Jerusalem movement is actually Chinese Christians trying to evangelize Jerusalem. However, Back to Jerusalem is a Chinese basically goal to evangelize unreached people from the eastern provinces of China all the way westwards towards Jerusalem. This is a vision that they had from the 1920s.
Yeah.
And they have suffered much to try to bring this into a reality. We want you to watch what this movement is all about and what they are doing. It's just absolutely amazing. Watch this.
Today, believers are sitting in prisons across the globe for their faith in Jesus Christ. In China, churches are raided on a regular basis. In North Korea, the mere crime of possessing a Bible can result in execution. Believers in Iran are whisked away in the middle of the night and thrown into prison, where they're subjected to torture even before they are given a trial. Iran, China, and North Korea are not only a threat to Christians, they are a threat to countries with religious freedom. Threats from North Korea's nuclear program has the world community questioning how to bring security. China, with one of the highest numbers of unquestioned executions in the world, together with its growing military and economic strength, is proving to be an up-and-coming superpower. Iran is not content with flexing the muscle of their nuclear program, but they are obsessed with the complete and absolute annihilation of Israel and anyone else who gets in their way. The world community has spent billions of dollars on preventative measures and sanctions to address this global threat. Despite gathering the best experts in their field and pooling together every resource to resolve this issue, it remains outstanding. But God is at work amongst the nations. China is now seeing one of the largest revivals in history. In Iran, thousands are coming to Christ. In North Korea, Christians are standing strong instead of running in fear. God is also raising up a humble new generation in China, which is reaching out to North Korea and Iran with the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are marching into enemy territory between the borders of China and Jerusalem, taking the land for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, calling their vision back to Jerusalem. So perhaps the world's governments are fighting the wrong fight. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness. For generations, the nations have been battling for their own agenda and in their own strength, but to what end? In the 1950s, thousands of troops have been stationed on the border of North Korea. Has this brought about change? Since 1979, sanction after sanction has been imposed on Iran. Has the situation improved? Jesus told us in the Sermon on the Mount, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven." What if, instead of bombs, we send Bibles? What if, instead of soldiers, we send servants of the living God? What if, instead of starting war with our enemy, we send the best gift of love known to mankind? Bless your enemies. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me now, giving
life. That is absolutely wonderful, isn't it?
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Wow. That is powerful. To even think about that, like, this is that moment. We are part of a generation of what God is doing, of just like the greatest outpouring. It is just exciting to think about this.
Let me tell you, I mean, this is probably, to me, I mean, I think everyone thinks this about their generation. I don't know, but I know for me, this is, I am so glad to be alive in this generation. And the thing about, you know, life, it's precious. All you have is today. You don't know if you're going to live one day, 1 year, 100 years. I mean, you just don't know. But we get a chance, as long as we have life, to do something for God and to partner with Him on what He's doing on the face of this earth. And let me tell you something. God is still into saving souls. I mean, we are into the kingdom expansion business. You know, heaven full, hell empty. And you heard me talk about the 1040 window. Steve, talk to us a little bit. Give us some more in-depth. These are lines on a map here.
Yeah, the 1040 window is basically every nation that is located between the 10 and 40.
Longitude and latitude, right?
Right. North and south of the equator. So it's basically everywhere from China to India to Afghanistan, over to the Middle East, Jordan, and then covers over northern Africa from Egypt, Libya, Algeria. Because a lot of times you can hear that and it's like, well, what exactly does that mean? And it's like, those are the nations that have the most unreached population.
In fact, they say more than 90% of unreached people groups in the world today are located in the 1040 window. More than 5,100 tribes and ethno-linguistic groups with little or no gospel. A lot of them are Muslim countries. And so they're going right into the heart.
That's it.
And they're saying, listen, we want to bring the light. We want to bring the gospel, the hope of Jesus Christ. And it's inspiring. I mean, today, with all this technology, Steve, that we have available, with all the social media, with, you know, what you have in your palm of your hand, today, your cell phone is the biggest computer. I mean, that computer right there in your phone is bigger than some computers we had on our desks a few years ago. They do so much, and with little effort, we can do our part in sharing the gospel with technology.
And we've been talking about it before in regards to the new technology, in regards to translating the Bible. Never before have so many people been reached with the gospel than where we are right now. And we've talked about many prophetic words and the amount of prophecies that are coming back right now. It's just like, you know, you're talking about, you know, the awesomeness of our generation. And you think about the things that are happening in the world. It's just like, we are very close to those days of just like, you know, Jesus is coming back. And it's just like, do you know who you are? Do you understand the magnitude of what is happening in our generation now? And it's just like, I can't even begin to describe how exciting this is to be a part of what God is doing in the nations.
Many people, they're dissatisfied with what's happening across governments globally around the world. They're dissatisfied with the things that they've invested their life in, their careers, their money. Listen, those things don't satisfy at the end. The only one who satisfies is Jesus Christ. And people are dissatisfied with religion.
You know, religion is not the same as Christianity. Religion is a form of godliness, but it's not God. Yeah, it's not God. God has called us in for the opportunity to have a personal, one-on-one, intimate relationship, one in which that we can communicate to Him and He communicates back to us. We want to encourage you. Listen, we have shared our own stories on how we have come to God. You can find that at meetmyfather.org. Again, that's meetmyfather.org. We shared a little bit about some of the stuff. There's probably a whole lot more but about our stories. But listen, this is what God did for us. He can certainly do it for you. He wants to do it for you. We want to, as we close out this program, encourage you to go after God with everything that you have. Don't forget, you can also get a simple abiding plan at iabide.org. It's free, doesn't cost you a thing. But if you want that connection with God and hear you know Him speak to you and read His word, listen, get this plan. It's going to bless you. Steve, close us out in prayer, would you?
Father God, we just give you the glory, Lord. We just thank you, God, for the miracles of what you're doing in our nation. Lord, I thank you, God, that for those that are hearing our voices right now, that you would just reveal Jesus to them. We just call that they would be awakened to the urgency, to the timings of where we are right now in this nation. Lord, we just bless the kingdom. Lord, we just bless that all of those that are going to hear the kingdom in the 1040 window, in the earth window, that all nations, all tribes, all tongues, that when they hear the word of God, that they would say, yes, I want to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And we just bless those that hear, and we ask that you would give them eyes to see, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.